The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
This morning, I'm speaking with Mergat Mohamad Zukarlai Mirzailan, Director of Group Commercial Management at EDOTCO Group. Mergat, 5G is likely to be a key enabler in the future of smart cities. But what are some of the connectivity challenges when it comes to smart city planning?
When we think about smart city, we think of hundreds of thousands of devices being connected. Smart cities have features that's highly on connectivity, and end users are heavily interacting with these devices. So some of the examples are such as monitoring sensor networks, machine types communication, smart home devices, and many more. Connectivity must not be taken as a reactive approach. Things like densification of infrastructure, national policies for spectrum, sharing of site, and regulation to deploy infrastructure solution needs to be outlined and accounted for during the planning stages. Tower companies and mobile network operators should work together to provide coverage and capacity solution to multiple sites across the city, while business owners should be focusing on ensuring coverage and capacity in their facilities. Meanwhile, the local government and authorities, for example, needs to work with mobile network operators and tower companies. This is to ensure coverage is supplied across the city to develop sustainable and competitive smart city infrastructure. It's a collaborative effort by all stakeholders as they look at tower companies like EDOTCO as their partners during the early stages of the planning.
EDOTCO has some experience in enabling connectivity for smart cities. Tell us about it.
EDOTCO has significantly contributed in few areas across our footprint. In Malaysia Langkawi International Airport, we have collaborated with a US-based entity to launch the first private 5G trial network. One example of the use cases from this 5G trial network is an enablement of smart solution. The solution includes asset management via smart devices that's installed at the airport trolleys, seamless facial recognition, enhanced real-time security, and be able to demonstrate a significant increase of public Wi-Fi speed at the airport. We've also collaborated with one of the largest telco vendors to roll out the world-first multi-operator, multi-technology, small-cell indoor solution in KL Central, providing enhanced coverage and connectivity. Apart from that, we've also deployed telecommunication infrastructure with multi-tenant capabilities in all Perbadanan Stadium Malaysia-owned smart complexes throughout Kuala Lumpur. We deployed multi-band antennas with 4G LTE capabilities to enlarge network capacity at the identified stadium. And my next reference is Myanmar Mandalay International Airport, where we provided end-to-end in-building solution to improve network coverage and deliver seamless, high-quality connectivity. These are the solutions that makes up an ideal, sustainable smart city. It will address the pain points and creating efficiency for the people at large, with compelling returns of investment on the economic, social and environmental front.
That was Mergat Mohamad Zukarlai Mirzailan, Director of Group Commercial Management at EDOTCO Group. I'm Lynn Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.